everything here in this world is unholy. Even the place of Brahma, Satyaloka, is all Brahmanda. It is created by Supreme Lord to punish those who are adversary, and they have been hurled down here. They are passing through cycles of parts and day. What is the reason? Being the eternal servant of Supreme Lord, they are unwilling to serve Him. So, they are doing something unnatural. They are the powers of the potency of Supreme Lord. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. A part of the potency is the servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. That is the eternal position. Eternal Self is the eternal servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. So that knowledge, how we can get it? The conditional sense led jivas, they can get it. If by previous good deeds they come in contact with a sincere soul, pure devotee, who is established in that position, that I am of Krishna, I am the eternal servant. And he is undertaking everything for the service of Krishna. He is eternal nature of the realization is the awakening. If you can get the company of such a realized soul, then by his contact, we can also awaken eternal nature of our own real self, which is now in a dormant state, enveloped by the illusive energy of Supreme Lord. It is said in your fine sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Natada Bhagavan Rajan Peda Tapayadivi, the Krishna Kita Pranas Tatulanshi. You will find it in sixth canto. About the prescription, expiation, atonement, the highest expiation is bhakti. There, Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikrit Maharaj. A sinner cannot be purified. Nada Jagavaram Piyadu Tapayadvi, by performing penance and austerities of the Jnanis, the procedure of their worship. With penance and austerities, etc., with performing celibacy, etc. They cannot purify themselves. If anybody submits, takes absolute shelter of the Supreme Lord, he will be sanctified immediately. He has committed offense at the Lord's feet. By being reluctant to serve Him, he is the eternal servant of Sri Krishna, he should serve Him. There is no other duty for Him. He is a part of the potency of the Supreme Lord. He is a revenge for the Supreme Lord. He is the only owner of His body, physical body, of His subtle body, of His real self. His real self is the outcome of the parapotency as per Gita, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained as Tatastha. Part of the potency of the material potency of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And when he becomes averse, the external potency has enveloped him and he has forgotten his own self. An old nature. He has got a desire to enjoy this world. When he sees this world, he is inferior. He things in July and the enjoyer. I am the master. First development. All the glory is created by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. And after that, he has got the subtle body, composed of mind, intelligence, goals. With the result of the subtle body, he is doing all these things in this world and passing through this world to cycles of parts, and this is the punishment. When he will come across to a Unafai Sadhu, Shuddha Bhakta, a personal associate of Supreme Lord, who is established in the true nature of the real self and is serving the Supreme Lord, he, by his previous good deeds, he can come in contact with that Shuddha Bhakta. Then he can know. And if he submits to him, and also serves him, then he can know, I am of Krishna, I am not of this world. And eternal servant of Supreme Lord. My only duty is to serve Supreme Lord. Nothing else. This knowledge will be given, imparted by a Shuddha Bhakta. No Purvi Gyari Yogi can give this. There was no such knowledge. If one can know, I am of Krishna, he is immediately relieved from the clutches of Maya.